Do you then disbelieve in him who created you from dust, then from a drop of sperm, and then formed you as a man? Surah Al-Kahf, 37. Imam Al-Taberi comments on this verse as follows. Would you deny God, who created your father Adam from dust, then created you from a man and a woman's fluids, then wrapped you in a human form? God, who gave you these things and made you what you are, brought you into being to make you another living thing after you die and return to soil. Omar Nasuhi Bilmin's commentary on the same verse states, Do you deny Almighty God, who created the Prophet Adam, the origin of your race and the cause of your creation, from dust, who then created you and formed you as a man after creating you from a nutfa and a drop of sperm, who brought you into being as a complete human being as a result of different stages of life? Denying the afterlife means denying Almighty God, who gives you the news that it will happen, and who has the power to make it happen. As these commentators indicate, using verse 37 of Surah Al-Kahf and other verses which refer to man being created from water as evidence for evolutionary creation is no more than pure subjectivism, for they in no way bear the meanings that the evolutionists attribute to them. The expression creation from dust describes the creation of the Prophet Adam, and creation from water refers to the development of a human being, starting with the sperm. No reference is made to any stage in this verse which describes the creation of the Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. When your Lord said to the angels, I am creating a human being out of dried clay, formed from fetid black mud. When I have formed him and breathed my spirit into him, fall down in prostration in front of him. Surah Al-Hijr 28:29. If the Quranic account of creation stages is read carefully, bearing in mind the consecutive processes, it will be realized immediately that such an evolutionary view is incorrect. The Quran contains many verses indicating that the Prophet Adam was not created through an evolutionary stage. One of them reads, The likeness of Jesus in God's sight is the same as Adam. He created him from earth and then he said to him, Be, and he was. Surah Al-Imran 59. The verse states that God created the prophets Adam and Jesus in the same way. The Prophet Adam was created with no parents from the earth at God's command, Be. As we just saw in the preceding section, in the other verses that refer to creation from earth and water, it is not man's supposed evolutionary stages that are being described, but the stages of human creation before the womb, during it, and after birth. One of these verses reads, He created you from earth, then from a drop of sperm, then from a clot of blood. Then he brings you out as infants. Then so you may achieve full strength. Then so you may become old men. Surah Ghafir 67.